You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden said minutes ago that the Secret Service needs more help after another apparent assassination attempt against Donald Trump. This one at his Palm Beach Golf Club in Florida. The suspect is in custody. Here's ABC News senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
With 50 days left until the November election, officials now see no reason to believe political violence is going to lessen. In fact, they're making preparations for how to handle Election Day and the certification of the Electoral College on January 6th. And in this case, the question is, was this a success because the security redundancies worked, or a failure because the gunman got so close in the first place?
Vice President Harris is scheduled to meet with the International Brotherhood of Teamsters today at their headquarters in Washington, D.C. Striking Boeing union workers and the company head back to the table tomorrow. This time, though, the talks will be overseen by a federal mediator. Boeing says it could be losing as much as $100 million a day while workers are off the job. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another case of West Nile virus is confirmed in Wisconsin. State health officials say a person in Rock County was infected. It's the seventh West Nile case confirmed in Wisconsin this year. Fewer than 1% of people who contract West Nile virus develop serious symptoms, but health officials urge people to be careful to reduce their exposure to mosquitoes. We expect to learn more soon about Vice President Kamala Harris's plans to visit Madison Friday night. Meanwhile, running mate Tim Walz stumped in Wausau and Superior over the weekend.
She brought joy back to the idea of politics, an idea that it can be better, bigger than just one of us.
The Republicans will be in Wisconsin this week, too. Vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance will be in Eau Claire tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Four people are displaced today after a fire broke out at their home, which also houses a restaurant. The Madison Fire Department says flames started just before 10 o'clock last night in the 2700 block of Atwood Avenue. There are apartments above and a cafe below. Firefighters say all the people were out safely by the time they got there. They went back in to rescue two cats. They believe it was an electrical fire started on one of the exterior walls. There were flames on the walls and ceilings inside, too. Now there's $250,000 worth of damage. The Red Cross is helping those four residents. And an autopsy is set for today on a man who died in the Rock County Jail over the weekend. Sheriff Curtis Fell says during routine checks on Saturday night, staff found him hanging in his cell. Today, the Dane County Medical Examiner is performing an autopsy. Deputies will take that information and go from there as they try to determine a cause of death. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
It's a victory Monday for the Packers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay got a 10-point lead in the first half and stayed ahead of Indianapolis the rest of the way, taking a 16-10 victory at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur was happy to get the win.
We talked about playing complementary football, and I thought we did a pretty good job of that, though there were some opportunities there to really put the game away. But, you know, you never know in this league, and you got to battle for 60 minutes, and our guys did that. I think anytime you hold a team of that caliber to 10 points, that's a hell of a day defensively.
The Packers will play Tennessee this Sunday. Milwaukee's run of extra-inning losses continued Sunday as the Brewers fell 11-10 in 10 innings to the Diamondbacks. Milwaukee took a lead in the top of the 10th but gave up three runs in the bottom half with closer Devin Williams left in the bullpen. It doesn't get any easier for the Brewers, who will host the Phillies and Diamondbacks for a 7-game homestand beginning tonight. Milwaukee's lead in the NL Central is at 10 games. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny and warm today, highs near 88 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 58. Sunshine, mid-80s for Tuesday. For Tuesday night, clear, a low of 52. Sunny and 85 on Wednesday and Thursday, 86 Friday.
Currently 63 degrees.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Joanne Berg about the Monroe Street Festival.
And we'll be delving back into the world of Idiocracy.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Matinaire on Air.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Republican colleagues or your allies who are concerned about your close relationship with Laura Loomer?
Well, I don't know what they would say. Laura's been a supporter of mine, just like a lot of people are supporters, and she's been a supporter of mine. She speaks very positively of the campaign. I'm not sure why you asked that question, but Laura is a supporter.
She supports that stomach on top of her head.
I don't control Laura. Laura has to say what she wants. She's a free spirit.
Oh, is she?
Well, I don't know. I mean, look, I can't tell Laura what to do. Laura's a supporter. I have a lot of supporters. So I don't know what exactly you're referring to.
I'm referring to okay. Listen, when they go low, we go down to the basement.
We are in the basement.
Listen, when this is the news story, what am I supposed to be, highbrow? How can you be highbrow? Oh, I see. That's what you call a radical Islamophobe, horrible racist purveyor of BJs for you. Call her free spirit. She's free spirit. Okay.
With big lips.
She's not free. She ain't working for free.
Wow.
Huh? Pardon me?
She's got immense lips.
She does.
What is wrong?
I don't. That's collagen, right?
Fillers or something. Yeah.
That she looks like Goldie Hawn when she first has her lips done. What is it?
Oh, First Wife's Club.
First Wife's Club.
Oh, First Wife's. She looked like she started a Buick, you know. Okay. All right. What's the big concern? This is really the most important issue facing America. First of all, who lies about working at McDonald's? Why would Kamala... Okay.
You have Kamala's claim that she worked at McDonald's.
I know.
She never worked at McDonald's. It's a lie.
How do you know that?
They went in, they investigated it, and the fake news won't report that. They won't report it. The only one that reported it was Fox, but... The fake news runner. She never worked at McDonald's. She said she stood over those French fries when they were being fried, and it was so tough work. Such that she never worked there. She's a liar. She's a liar.
Oh my God.
But the fake news ought to report she's a liar.
Oh my God. The most important news. I'm in work at McDonald's. David Muir's hair isn't very good anymore, and I hate Taylor Swift.
Vote for me.
Okay, says the biggest liar in the world. They don't have. She doesn't have any evidence of it. She just didn't put it on her resume. I didn't put all of my 75 billion crappy jobs on my resume.
Selling pens? Is that on your resume?
No. Of course not.
Eating goldfish crackers at Fung Lum? Wasn't on your resume?
Why would you lie about working at McDonald's? She didn't lie. You just don't usually put, like, crappy teenage jobs on your resume.
No.
I don't think my telemarketing job has ever been on any resume I put out there.
I don't associate myself with anything I've ever done.
Except for the lobster band.
Well, that I had to self, because there's video. I had to self-reveal. Kelly says, Stefania, guess where I was last Thursday? I was 7 feet away from future Madam President Harris in Greensboro. It was so effing amazing. My sister said it was amazing in Charlotte, too. The energy through the roof. I spent the next day. By the way, we're going to win North Carolina. Our friend Jamie Harrison said, we're going to win North Carolina, bitches.
I think so.
I think she's up like five.
Yeah. And there's going to be great turnout for Dems because of that awful, awful guy they have running
for. Mark Robinson. I spent the next day canvassing, showing videos and photos to people who could not attend because of age or sickness. Aw, Kelly. Spreading her joy to households in North Carolina. We are going to win this MF. Cannot wait to see you and the crew Saturday. We can't wait to see you either, Kelly. In Durham, this...
Here to save America.
Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal
Save the World
Comedy Tour
continues with the next stop Saturday, September 21st, Durham, North Carolina.
They're Raleigh-Durham that weekend.
At the Carolina Theater in Durham. Join Stephanie Miller.
Are there any other childless cat ladies ready to grab Donald Trump by the this November?
John Fugelsang.
It should be Lauren Boebert. She's the only member of Congress who'll reach across the aisle to give out jobs.
Hilarious Hal Sparks.
Thank you all for showing up live and seeing that we're not AI and just a reflection in the engine of Harris's airplane.
And comedy duo Frangela.
And y'all thought you saw some black joy before?
If you think we were excited about Obama. Ooh.
Plus, special panel guest, Rocky Mountain Mike.
Never heard of him.
VIP tickets get your meet and greet access to the stars after the show. Come on out September 21st at the Carolina Theater in Durham.
Get off to Raleigh, Durham.
Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour. Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
Woohoo! All right. Thank you, Mike. Adam tweeted, if Trump is having an affair with a Nazi in the middle of a presidential campaign, the press should probably find out and tell us.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. Might be more important than, I don't know.
McDonald's.
Harris worked at McDonald's when she was a teenager. By the way, how would you prove or disprove that? Like, you don't work at McDonald's corporate. You work for whatever franchise.
Right.
Okay. That's all.
And that franchise might not even be around anymore. Right. I mean.
That's sure. All they've got is what? Okay. I don't know. I'm sure you could not track down, if I were to run for president today, which is very. You couldn't probably track down any of the jobs I did. Right? You couldn't. It's ridiculous.
Flaky Jake's in Tempe, Arizona doesn't exist anymore.
Flaky Jake's.
Mm-hmm. I flip burgers at Flaky Jake's.
Yeah, but how do we know?
Yeah, says you. Speaking of polling, this one is actually, I know they're all BS. I know we probably should just pedal to the metal, just don't pay attention. This is pretty significant, though, in Iowa. So Trump, it was obviously considered likely Trump safe. He won by, or when Biden was in the race, Trump was leading by 18 points.
Yeah.
He's now only up by 4, which is in the margin of error.
Wow.
In that is huge in, what, a month or something? California Mama Bear tweets, I am sure Jodie Foster was honored to win her first Emmy to add to her Oscars, but she won't be truly honored until she hears Stephanie Miller brilliantly imitating her work in Nell and Silence of the Lambs. P.S. Jodie, I'm sorry, your mom didn't win.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was robbed. Robbed for Palm Royale.
You also do Jodie in Contact.
Oh, well, there's only one line in that. Yeah. Shh. I'm listening. Okay. Presumably for the lambs to scream. Oh, no, that's a different movie.
Different film.
Okay. Chick-a-pee-a-wee-a.
Bent over a pinball machine.
I still don't understand that Oscar. I mean, God bless her. But how do you know that's good acting? No one's ever spoken Chick-a-pee before Tay and Win.
Have you ever seen Nell?
That was the best Tay and Win I have ever seen. Pardon me?
Have you ever seen Nell?
Yes.
Have you?
Oh, God, yes. How do you think I do such a... Impeccable, Tay and a Win. And a Win, Chick-a-Pee, Tay, yay. Okay. For Angela, maybe the only ones that do better now than I do. Because they can actually do the twins. Oh, there's a twin. She has a dead twin. Oh, God, I'm sorry. Alexander.
Spoiler alert!
It's an older film by now.
Dead twin. Rosebud sled. Okay.
The wife did it.
So she has a quado?
Ship sinks and. No, it didn't absorb inside of her.
Oh.
It died when
it's not.
Died when it was
born.
Right.
Oh.
Little girl, something jumped over a log, something
forget.
Forest, something fell, hit her head. I don't remember.
Anyway.
And she still talked to her. I don't know.
It was twin speak.
Right. because they grew up in the forest together, and so that they didn't really speak English. Right.
Twin speak.
I thought she was a wolf child.
Well,
or
not
something.
All twins speak like that. Only ones that are...
No, twins do have their own languages.
But in a lot of in the forest without books or education.
Yeah, twins do that.
Okay. I thought she was raised as a wolf child by wolves or something.
No, that's a different movie. You're thinking of Tarzan. Was raised by gorillas.
Oh.
Okay. And you're thinking of me. I was abandoned by Republicans and then raised by wolves.
Well, yes.
Yeah, that's different. Okay, Alexander... Vindman, he writes, it just struck me. Donald Trump answered the does he want Ukraine to win question by saying he just wants the war to end. He did the same thing in Afghanistan. He made an awful deal, freeing 5,000 Taliban, drastically cut troop strength, degrading any exit strategy. In Ukraine, he wants to cut all support, emboldening Putin, endangering Ukraine and the NATO alliance. So he gives up on our partners consistently, wittingly or unwittingly, catering to our enemies. He repeatedly makes bad deals and poor decisions because he doesn't understand when strength versus diplomacy is required. This guy is a gift to our enemies and a disaster to our friends. He is a bully that is easily intimidated, buckles, runs away from the true threats emanating from autocrats' aggression. Trump is a grave danger to U.S. national security. Thank you, Alexander.
We had him on for that movie. He was adorable.
He was great.
He's adorable.
Yes. Okay, this, oh, thank you, Breakfast Club.
I know this.
I'm not even, because I'm never, ever having Jill Stein on this show again, so thank you for doing the dirty work. This was Angela Rye.
Angela Rye, she's one of the hosts.
Okay.
How many voting members in the United States House of Representatives, Republican, Democrat, and Independent? How many total?
How many total are there? What is it? 600 some?
No,
you know.
It's 435.
Oh.
If you don't know that, you should not be running for high office.
She is such a grifter and a Russian asset. Okay.
It is the talking point of AOC the other day, who is taking her marching orders from the DNC. Mm-hmm. This is exactly what
it
they say, that we are only running
for she's a Democrat.
Color as parroting talking points instead of us looking at basic math. The one thing that AOC has done that you haven't is win some election.
Oh!
Boom!
Ow.
Oh! There's only Jill Stein dust now.
It was
just dust.
She went on a whole long rant about it.
Yeah.
And it was just like,
she's so useless. Oh my God. Okay.
This is about voter blaming and voter shaming.
No. What you're not going to say is that I'm ever parroting anything at the hands of white supremacy. This is something that's very different. This is me asking you again. It's a binary choice in an election.
I'm just pointing out that these are the talking points.
No, it's not.
These are the same talking points.
No. I didn't get my talking
points.
This is not DNC talking points. This is my research. And sadly for you, the research says you have never won an election. You have been successful in pushing forward certain agendas
absolutely.
As an advocate, but you have never won an election.
We are
as a candidate.
Yeah, she pushes forward things, and people don't like those things, so they don't vote
she's
for her.
Just, right. I mean, seriously, she just pops up every 4 years with her stupid ego to, you know, to be a spoiler, to help the Republican win.
Yep.
I mean, how many times can we say it? Absolutely, that was what the tipping, what did it in 2016,
yes,
is enough people voted for Jill Stein in those three swing states.
Yep.
Right.
She can't take a hint. She is unelectable. But she still keeps running.
Right.
She can't take a hint.
Yeah, I had forgotten. I'll find the list. I had forgotten. Right. I didn't even remember all this.
Right.
But Angela Rye said, so in 2002, you ran for governor in Massachusetts. You lost. In 2004, you ran for state representative in Massachusetts. You lost. 2006, you ran for secretary of the Commonwealth. You also lost. 2010, you ran for governor again, this time against the first black governor, Deval Patrick. You lost. 2012, you ran against the country's first black president. You got less than one half of 1% of total votes cast. In 2016, you ran against Trump and Clinton, losing significantly with 1.4 million votes cast for you, but zero electoral college votes.
Yep.
136 million people voted. You lost that election as well. So I want to know what the pathway to victory for you is in 2024. Thank you. There is no pathway. It just what I don't get at this point, people would vote for her.
Right.
For what? For why?
Yeah.
I mean, what did she say?
A protest vote.
Yeah.
She said the major party candidates, such as Kamala Harris, are parroting white supremacist talking points. Really? Kamala Harris is parroting white supremacist talking points. I mean, there's no time for political tourists.
I agree.
With our democracy hanging in the balance. She is just, okay. And by the way,
She did exactly what she wanted to do. She wanted to block Hillary in 2016. Oh, I'm mad all over again about 2016. This is rearing a lot of old anger. Have you ever gotten re-angry? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now that we have 9/11 truther Laura Loomer, as I mentioned Friday, I hated the Bush administration. I think they're full of war criminals. However, I don't think they're behind 9/11. I think their massive incompetence was behind 9/11, which I never understood why. Can I just say that is proof that liberals are better people? Because we united after 9/11 behind the president, behind whatever. Because can you imagine for 1 second if 9/11 happened on a Democrat's watch? Oh, my God. And a provably massive security failure, right? It was everything Bill Clinton administration tried to warn them about bin Laden. And they were like, whatever, BJ boy. Yeah, covered your ass. Still mad. Now I'm mad about 9/11. And now that we're at it, I'm mad about 2000. Speaking of the John Roberts and Supreme Court story, all of those mother... they're the ones that stopped the count. Al Gore wanted...
He technically did win.
Goodness. Thank you. All right.
Wow.
Oh, all right, now my craw's empty. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe. Turn it on. Thank you. Good night.
Okay.
Jody, have you ever... Okay, because we do go to bed. You missed a party that I got to for 2 minutes this weekend. Jody's like, 5. Oh, that's too late for me. That's how sad our lives are. However, here's what happened. I went to bed thinking I'm not really going to go to sleep now. So I didn't turn on the security system. I'm like, I'm not really, this would be pathetic. And then what happened? Night-night.
Yeah.
I just did Stephen Curry again. Night-night. And then what? Then what? Then what, Chris? Home invasion. First time it's ever happened. It's right. You never think it'll happen to you.
Way to go, Steph.
Thanks. Because blaming me is very helpful now. Thank you. Simply Safe with Fast Protect monitoring and live guard protection. Simply Safe agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm and can even see and speak to intruders and stop them in their tracks. That door sensor would have gone off. Boy, howdy, I tell you what. You're never locked into a long-term contract, much more affordable than a lot of these companies. Pricing transparent and affordable, less than $1 a day, no hidden fees ever. And they have been named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report. 5 years running. Protect your home with 50% off a new Simply Safe system, plus a free indoor security camera when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. Visit simplysafe.com/Stephanie, simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
I don't know what the hell we just heard.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking to the people who have savings and investments. I want to encourage you to check in on your accounts about more than just your returns. Also check the fees that you're paying. Look, investing is never free, but there are all kinds of fees that can show up on statements, and they can really eat up your profits over time. I mean, a 1% fee sounds downright cheap, right? But if you only expect a 7% long-term return on your investment, which is a moderate and reasonable amount, that 1% is going to slow your investment growth and take a big bite of its value when you get to retirement. If you've got questions about fees, call your broker or your bank. Ask how the fees are affecting your returns, and if you don't like the answer, you can move your money to someplace with lower fees. Check out workmoney.org for more money tips. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
It's an important time to keep all the truth tellers on the air here at Free Speech TV. Please and thank you, freespeech.org.
Stephanie Miller.
Got me. Oh. She's correct. When has Gloria Estefan ever been wrong? The rhythm is going to get you.
It is.
Does not matter what you do.
It doesn't.
Okay. Kim in St. Paul, which has burned to the ground and never, ever been rebuilt. Calling from a pile of cinders. Good morning.
Every day I wake up to a smoldering ruin.
Yes.
I crawl to work. I try to go on. It's very, very difficult.
You hear Tina Turner, we don't need another hero, right? Looks like Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
It is. There's a lot of like Mad Max, but it kind of goes on in the background.
Yeah.
So, hey, for Iowa's polling, I just want to say this about places like Iowa, Ohio, Florida. Now, these are all states that Dems won in both 2008 and 2012. And if we just kind of shake our heads and say, oh, well, you know, we're never going to get these rubes. I mean, we're never going to get a solid ongoing national majority, right? Yeah. I mean, yeah. We actually have to run in all places.
Right.
That's right. I agree. And it's I think anything's strategy. Possible this year. I really think my sister, we're going to, you know what? You know what? We're going to lock it up this Saturday in North Carolina. We are, write it down. We are taking North Carolina back where my sister lives. Yeah. All right. This is fantastic. The good liars talking to Christy Noem about the debate.
What did you think about the debate?
Well, we still don't know what Kamala Harris would do if she was given the opportunity to be president.
It was a fierce debate, though, right?
No, it wasn't.
Would you say it was a dogfight?
I would say that President Trump did a fantastic job taking on three people at one time.
Do you think either of them was put down by the other?
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't worried about that. I'm worried about the American people and if they're going to find out who Kamala Harris really is.
But if either of them were put out of their misery on the debate stage, which one was it?
Strange phrase.
Sorry, I guess I was just wondering if you killed that dog.
What are you talking about?
Did you kill the dog?
Oh my gosh, you're crazy.
It has been so hard to get answers to any questions here.
I'm sorry, he's crazy? She's the one that shot a puppy in the face?
Right. In a gravel pit.
But he's crazy.
Yeah, but he's the crazy one.
I think he only had to do that because she obviously lost the first four. She missed the first 14 jokes.
Right.
First 14 dog references.
the sharpest tool in the shed there. Okay.
Bless her heart.
You know who is the sharpest tool? JoJo from Jurors.
Oh.
She's coming up on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. At least 1,350 people in Wisconsin registered to vote after pop star Taylor Swift endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris last week. That's according to Vote.org. Swift posted her support for Harris on Instagram Tuesday night after the presidential debate. There's talk of trimming the Federal Trade Commission by 27%, but Aaron Witte of the Consumer Federation of America says the FTC has good ideas, like making it easier to cancel online subscriptions.
That would make it as easy for someone to cancel a subscription as it is to sign up for it. And that proposal has gotten thousands of comments from consumers about how much time they are wasting.
A group called Opportunity Wisconsin is calling on Congress to pass clean funding bills without extreme provisions that would hurt families. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. People in Wisconsin Dells are reeling after remains found in two rivers were identified as Elijah Vu. He'd been missing for 7 months. He lived in Wisconsin Dells with his mom, but went missing from her boyfriend's house in Manitowoc County. Remains were found in two rivers, and on Friday, authorities confirmed they had found the toddler. A cause and manner of death have not been released yet. Neighbors in the Dells said he was sweet and funny, and any of them would have helped his mother out if she needed it. She and her boyfriend have been in jail for months, charged with child neglect. It's widely believed that more charges could be coming. And Madison is now under a week away from the bus rapid transit line launch. Now is a good time to get used to those red bus-only lanes on your commute, and you can figure out your route if you take the bus every day. You can also get the new digital money cards, Fast Fare. The BRT system officially begins on Sunday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny and warm today, highs near 88 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 58. Sunshine, mid-80s for Tuesday. For Tuesday night, clear, a low of 52. Sunny and 85 on Wednesday and Thursday, 86 Friday.
Currently, 66 degrees.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that, yes. React to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making off all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we debut a new daily segment coming your way every day at 11:50 called This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Of Health and Human Services in the Ad Council.
Remarks about your opponent. She also espoused conspiracy theories about 9/11. Do you disavow those remarks?
Well, I have to see what the remarks are. You're telling me for the first time we're here discussing the destruction of San Francisco and California by a person that's running for president, so I don't even know what you're talking about. I do know that she may have said something based on what you're telling me, but I don't know what she said. But I'll go take a look and I'll put out a statement later on, but I really don't know. Please.
Okay. Yeah, maybe ask her in bed next time. I mean, oh, no, that's what I meant. That's what I meant.
Allegedly.
Okay. Yeah.
She's a supporter.
Allegedly. Right. She is an athletic supporter of Donald Trump, apparently, Laura Loomer. Okay.
And speaking of athletes.
Stephanie Miller. Could I have my apology music? The Stephanie Miller Show would like to apologize for Stephanie Miller. We can't have nice things yet. So, Steve, is it Stephen or Stephen? Stephen Curry is a Kamala Harris supporter, but he did not say, "My beautiful Haitian mother will be roasting a pig tonight," like Kamala did at the debate.
Yeah.
That would have been fantastic if he did say that.
But he didn't.
But he didn't. The Stephanie Miller Show apologizes once again for
Stephanie Miller.
Yes. Night, night. Okay.
We regret the error.
I do. Of course, I regret all of the errors I've made in my life, of which there are many. Okay. Oh, by the way, I don't know if this is an error or he's just awful. You can count on anything, something awful happens, Elon Musk will find a way to make it more awful. He sent out a controversial post on Sunday following the attempted assassination on Trump. Someone, a user onto X said, "Why would they want to kill Donald Trump?" And he said, "And no one's even trying to assassinate Biden, Kamala."
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. So is that encouraging someone to, or is it just saying they're not worth it, or it's hard to suss out the levels of awful.
Sure, there have been some attempts. We just haven't heard about them.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Thank you, Chris. We are not told, obviously, of unsuccessful attempts, but
exactly.
Obviously the threat level is pretty high. By the way, who is this? Tennessee Republican Tim Burchett was talking about this gunman was between 300 and 500 yards away from Trump. And he said, "Why in the world would anyone be anywhere near the perimeter of this line of sight that we talk about is just beyond me." How about you talk about how is any lunatic like this guy able to get an AR-15?
There you go.
This 60-year-old Republican who was a former Trump voter. Who then was for what? It doesn't even make any sense. Ramaswamy and...
And he likes Tulsi and Nikki Haley. And,
right. He's for Ukraine, but for Tulsi, the Russian asset, right. So I don't know.
Anybody who likes Tulsi is suspect.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. That should be the biggest screening question.
Right.
Have you ever had any...
desire.
Any sort of good thoughts toward Tulsi Gabbard? No, you cannot have a gun then. I'm just saying, it's a good... Right? Actually, remember Jim Warden and I devised a good screening... For people that want a gun. Go ahead.
I would like to apply for a gun.
No. Do you want a gun?
I would love to apply
for
a gun.
No, then you can't have one. If you want one, that means you can't. It's all the screening
works
you need.
Me.
Yeah. No.
But I would like
a gun. No. No. Get out. No gun for you. No gun for you. Okay. Joy.
Although... Kamala Harris is
a gun owner.
Tim Walz is a gun owner.
She's fine. He's fine.
Okay.
But she's an ex-prosecutor, so it makes sense that she would have a gun license. And
the rest of you know.
Have guns.
Okay. Jupiter Judy from Florida. Hi, Jupiter Judy.
Interplanet Janet.
Good morning.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I just wanted to let you know I live in the area, and the funny thing about this guy leaving the scene, supposedly, is that he went north. And when you go north on 95 in this area, you're going to get caught at Martin County because the county is so small. They have so many tools, and they just closed off 95 and caught them in 10 minutes or 15 minutes.
Wow.
So it's no big deal.
Yeah.
And the other thing, where the guy had the stuff laying up against the fence, gun was laying against the fence. It wasn't pointing through.
Yeah.
And who stops a car on a main 6-lane road and gets out and does this, and then gets back in the car and leaves, and there just happens to be someone there to take a photo? Gee, imagine that.
Well, it's true, Judy. It's like when half the world thinks your quote-unquote assassination attempts are fake.
Yeah.
It just, because it's like he's fundraising 2 minutes later. You're like, there weren't even any shots fired at him. It was the Secret Service firing at the guy. It's always hinky.
Yep.
Like we keep saying, the first one, we still don't have an actual medical report or any information about this 20-year-old white registered Republican.
I mean, it's just, to fill in the blank, just imagine if it were a black person, a Haitian person, whatever, right. A trans person. Okay. All right. Here is the despicable J.D. Vance in his train wreck of an interview.
Dahl?
Pardon me?
Jethro Dahl?
Yes. Jethro Dahl.
Okay, that's funny.
Hillbilly Vanilli.
I really like Jethro Dahl.
Vladimir Futon.
I was told, Dana, that by the American media, that it was baseless that migrants were capturing the geese from the local park pond and eating them. No. And yet there are 911 calls from well before this ever became a viral sensation of people complaining about that exact thing happening. So my attitude is, listen to my constituents. Sometimes they're going to say things that people don't like. But they're saying things that people don't like because their town has been overwhelmed, and it's my job to try to fight for them and to protect them.
Okay.
Nobody is disputing that the town of Springfield, Ohio, needs help. But you're not just a bystander. You're the senator from Ohio. So instead of saying things that are wrong and actually causing the hospitals, the schools, the government buildings to be evacuated because of bomb threats, because of the cats and dogs, why not actually be constructive in helping to better integrate them into the community? Because there are a lot of employers there who say that the Haitian workers are helping fill jobs that they need desperately filled.
Dana, first of all, let me just respond to a couple things you said. But I want to start with something you said, which I think is frankly disgusting and is more appropriate for a Democratic propagandist than it is for an American journalist.
Okay, she responded.
There is nothing that I have said that has led to threats against these hospitals. These hospitals, the bomb threats and so forth, it's disgusting. The violence is disgusting. We condemn it. We condemn all violence.
Senator, this happened after you and President Trump were on the debate stage, said that cats and dogs were being eaten. You asked a question, Dana,
and I'm going to go ahead and answer it. What we have said is that this town has suffered terribly under the policies of Kamala Harris. Now, you just accused me of inciting violence against the community when all that I've done is surface the complaints of my constituents, people who are suffering because of Kamala Harris's policies.
Okay. Do you ever get a headache in both eyes?
Yes.
Like right there?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes just one, but then how much longer do we have for this election?
50 something days.
Do I need to get you some Excedrin?
Joe Scarborough commented on J.D. Vance, admitting that he is making up these stories. He said, this is special. J.D. Vance says the American media wouldn't cover the story, so they had to make up the story. We're supposed to cover a story that's not true. The American media wouldn't cover this story, so he said he had to create the story. Mm-hmm. He said it. We played it earlier. Right.
Admitted. He totally made it up.
Yep.
Okay. Jethro Dahl told Kristen Welker, I'm just going to keep using it because
I
like
love it.
It.
It's good. Yeah,
it's a good name.
It's my favorite of his so far.
Said he would no longer attempt to speak for Donald Trump without first speaking to him. Vance said he had learned a lesson in the 5 days since Trump on the debate stage last week did not commit one way or another to signing or vetoing a bill banning abortion. Yeah, you need to get your lies, lined up. Because he obviously will sign a national abortion ban. You're not supposed to say that part out loud. Okay, he's dull. You know what? Jethro is dull. I just want to say that right now. Okay, and one last. This is Donald about Kamala something, blah, blah, blah.
Kamala launched her 10-year DA with the San Francisco police group described as a, quote, fire sale for plea deals. They made plea deals. The only one they don't make a plea deal with is Trump. They go after their political opponent, especially when they haven't done anything wrong. It's all politically inspired. It's all against their political opponent.
Doesn't it seem like it's time for Grampy's pudding cup and nap?
Yeah, doesn't he sound tired?
Okay, he sounds like Pebbles on Flint's for her nap. Just
in a way.
No, that's no. That's different. Louise in Pennsylvania. Hello, Louise.
Pebbles didn't have its win.
No, hey, not. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sure.
Hi.
Good, good. What I wanted to say is that I went to my beautician I just said, what do you think about the animals and that? And here she believed it. She threw me completely off guard. Are you sure you can still hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. So I told her, you know, I had a couple of anatomy courses. One was cat anatomy, and I said, who would eat a cat? There's nothing there.
Yeah.
And then I'm trying to think of something, but here's the thing. I live in a little town in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. If somebody has a cat or a dog missing, you see pictures of poor Susie the cat everywhere. Did you see my cat? And it's in the post office.
Right.
Or your dog. And then I'd drive by them and I'd feel so bad. Maybe I'd look for that. And I've had dogs that stop at my house and return them to wherever they were by reading their signs. And they were always so cute you wanted to keep them, but you didn't.
Right.
Especially when Happy came to our house in South Carolina and the kids wanted her. And I said, no, she belongs to Jan and John. We got to call them.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that's because you're a normal person.
Anyhow, that's my point. If there aren't any signs around Springfield, Ohio, that there's missing animals, because we all love our animals, how can they say people are taking them? I don't get this. It's so stupid.
That's because they're not. Because they're not.
Right.
Okay. I heard Hillary Clinton is sex trafficking dogs and cats in an underground pizza parlor. Mm-hmm.
No, all of this came from one random, unsourced Facebook post in a group.
Right. That's all. As most of these things do.
Yep.
Yes, exactly.
Probably posted there by someone in Russia.
Journalist Zaid Jelani wrote, Springfield was declining for years till they saw an increase in jobs and growth driven by people moving in. That means more wealth, healthier budgets, etc. And there are no upsides to immigration in your view. What about Usha's parents? That's his wife. Should they have stayed in India? Dude, I've always liked you, so maybe this should be a longer conversation, but come on. Are there no upsides to immigration? It's a radically different question from should we drop 20,000 people from a radically different culture, blah, blah, blah. But he just said, first of all, it's based on a lie,
right.
And it's just wildly irresponsible and racist, period. All right, one last one. Andrew in Oregon. Hello, Andrew.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
I just want to give first a shout-out to a childless dog gentleman, which I'm a proud member.
Good.
And I wanted to talk about the irony of Marjorie Failure Greene calling out Trump mistress Laura Loomer. Isn't that a little like E. coli complaining about salmonella?
Yeah.
It's true. It's a big bag of rats. It's hard to fight. Mm-hmm. All equally awful. Ebola fighting, leprosy. I can't pick a winner, really.
Dengue.
Huh?
Dengue.
Yeah.
Dengue.
Michael Steele, our buddy, our pal, said Trump's increasing interactions with controversial Laura Loomer is not only hurting him with fellow Republicans, it's also fueling rumors of an affair at a time when the campaign is reeling from his disastrous debate performance. As we always say, I can't tell what's distracting from what.
Right.
It's to get the conversation off his disaster. First of all, he keeps going, I won. It's no. Mm-hmm. 60% of the American people thought Kamala won. Maybe 35? That's his core. That's
right.
Like his...
Right.
He didn't even hold his base in terms of people that were willing to lie he won. Michael Steele said, what is going on? Because, you know, the Loomers of the world, she's grifting. She's making her money. She's got access. She's all up on the president.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen the photo. She's all up on her chest. We know what her deal is. Why are we the people? That photo. Where's Melania? Melania, check your man. I don't understand. Melania, let me give you a little pro tip. Doesn't care, Michael.
She couldn't care less. She's in New York.
She's
not even in Florida.
Pimping
she's
out
in
her
New York.
New book.
Pardon she's me? Pimping out the weirdest videos.
Yeah, she's busy doing press for her weird new book.
Doesn't she know you're supposed to sing on a fire escape with Larry Trump?
That's how you. Her videos are really ominous, and
they are.
It's just weird.
Yeah,
weirder than her Christmas decorations.
Yes,
as ominous.
Yeah,
those.
Weirder than the murder trees.
It's in black and white, and she's very serious, and
it's
very weird.
Yeah.
And she came out like she. Put out a video about the FBI.
Right, the FBI invading her home, and they should investigate the guy that shot at him.
Yeah.
Blah. Mm. I mean, it's just very strange.
Sure. Okay. I'd be best if I don't read that, I think.
Yeah, no.
No,
and I'm not grabbing
the
audio because it's just weird.
I don't have the resilience.
That's why I haven't grabbed it.
Be best.
Yeah. Okay, 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Okay, 78 degrees in Durham. I read this Saturday,
this
right?
Saturday. Yeah.
I'm just thinking that's still short sleeve. Mm-hmm. It's short sleeve Cozy Earth time.
I think so.
Yeah. I have short sleeve, I have long sleeve. I have long pants either way, which I love. They're so soft. They're so eleganza.
Eleganza.
I have three different colors. Now the black. You have to have the basic black. Right. But then I have the blush color. God, like pretty in pink. And then I have the new olive green, which are fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Women's stretch net bamboo pajama set. That's what it's called. It is a must-have. It's like wearing a gentle hug to bed. How about for the dudes? Check out Men's Performance Sleep Short, designed for comfort and, ooh, breathability.
Oh, you need that.
Oh, fantastic ball. Think of a fantastic ballroom. Don't forget their new puffy sheep slippers. They wrap your feet in luxurious warmth. Perfect for the season. Cozy Earth products crafted with a commitment to quality. You can feel. 10-year warranty. Go to CozyEarth.com/Miller. Use the code Miller for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Miller. Don't forget to tell them I sent you in the post-purchase survey. Cozy Earth, wrap yourself in luxury this fall.
Stephanie Miller.
Why don't you dip yourself in flour and make a skank biscuit?
While we all do business with companies we don't like so much, that huge online retailer, clothing brands that make their clothes who knows where, fossil fuel companies, a lot of the time we don't have a choice. But your phone company is different. You can choose Credo Mobile, the phone company that cares about our world as much as you do. That's why they've donated over $95 million to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, Planned Parenthood, and the ACLU. Join Credo Mobile. You'll get all you want from your phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service, and switching to Credo is easy. You can bring your current phone and your current number. Just go to CredoMobile.com. That's CredoMobile.com. And for back to school, Credo Mobile will give you a $250 prepaid card when you bring a phone to them. And Credo will donate $50 to donors choose to help provide school supplies to teachers who need them, like art supplies, technology, and diverse books. Learn more at CredoMobile.com or call 877-346-0516.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Here's to celebrating everyone's favorite time of year in Wisconsin with all our arty, fun-loving, foodie, feasting fall events. There's Kohler Food and Wine, Aaron's Art on Wheels at Road America, Red Cliff Cultural Days, Holy Hill Art and Craft Fair, and the Fests, Wassa's Ginseng Fest, Warren's Cranberry Fest, Bayfield Apple Fest, Milwaukee Film Fest. Whew, there's a whole lot of fall fun to be had in Wisconsin. Find more events at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Thank you for tuning in. Got my friend Earl Ingram Jr., Civic Media's own. Earl, thanks for joining me and hanging out in Waukesha, man.
Man, you sound like you've done this before.
It's been a couple of times. I mean, not as old as veteran as you, perhaps, Earl.
The first time you're doing this under the Dominic Salvia Show, you've invited me. It's an honor.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Going back to this interview we just had, again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, that I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This portion of the show brought to you by Morning Pick. Why?
Why?
Because I did the Bahati 100 ride from Marino Del Rey out to Pepperdine and back.
Wow.
40
wow.
miles. Guess who I rode with? Ooh. Mr. Bahati himself. He's a world-class. He was a pro cyclist. Oh. And he does great work for inner-city kids now, right? Getting them into the cycling community. But all I'm telling you is these were some riders, man. These were some riders. I needed my morning kick. I'm telling you, I can tell the difference in my performance. My friend Adrian was saying, you couldn't keep up like a year ago. This is when I discovered morning kick.
That's right.
In my hiking bottle, biking bottle, every single time. I'm telling you, supports my gut health, nourishes my body, boosts my energy. It enhances my overall well-being. Can't you tell?
I can totally tell.
I have my tall au revoir, my whole...
curve.
Yeah, sure. That. Better. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Tax fees may apply. Oh, we're just mere moments from JoJo from Jers. Our beloved. Pigs fly. George Will endorses Harris. As we always say, you are correct. George Will and Dick Cheney.
Bill Kristol.
And Alberto Gonzalez. And Frank Luntz. And Carl Rowe. My face has just turned into a...
Yeah.
He comes to his decision reluctantly. He sees the need to dump Trump. His endorsement of Harris shows a clear lack of enthusiasm. It's enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm.
Here's a little bit. Just a little bit. Telling readers Republicans need to keep control of the Senate and replace Harris in 2028. All right, well, you're back to being wrong already in the one sentence. You couldn't even get to the end of the sentence being right, but you are correct. Donald Trump, clear and existential threat.
Yes.
To the universe.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Larry the mailman in Minneapolis in the burning pile of
flowers. Hey, you guys, I love you all very much.
Thank you.
I just want to testify what your caller from St. Paul was saying. Mm-hmm. Minneapolis is booming. Lake Street is being totally revamped, biker-friendly, feeds into Lake Bidmakaska. It's incredible. Oh, my God, it's gorgeous.
Fantastic.
Tim Walz is part of this rebuilding.
Yeah.
So, bravo, bravo.
Yay.
But my real question is, what are we going to do about mainstream corporate media spinning crap? Because nobody's asking any real questions.
About what?
About. What questions aren't they asking?
Is Trump a Nazi? That would be a good question. That's where I would start.
Yeah.
Okay. The Wall Street Journal board roasts Trump for listening to 9/11 conspiracists Laura Loomer. Is he trying to lose the election? It's hard to say. They took aim at Trump for rubbing elbows. Is that what he's rubbing with Laura Loomer? Okay.
Rubbing his stomach on the top of her head.
Stop saying it. Ms. Loomer is usually described in the press as far right, but that is unfair to fever swamps, they write. The problem here is deeper than Mr. Trump's electoral prospects. A growing segment of the American right is populated by and susceptible to cranks and conspiracists, a movement that used to admire William F. Buckley Jr. now elevates a pseudo-historian who blames Winston Churchill for World War II and media personalities who sell falsehoods as triumph for free speech. Chris, you may be right. It may take them 11 billion years to get some sane version of their party back, but we shall see.
I may be right.
JoJo from Jersey.
You may be crazy.
Coming up next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome entertainment critic and CityCast Madison newsletter editor Rob Thomas. And 'tis the season, so we'll talk about our favorite political movies.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.